TR Truth Media, and John Statmiller and Mike on the board for allowing me to sit in tonight. I've asked for this time. I've requested to be on because I have a mission, and I hope we have a mission. And I come to you tonight to beg for help in saving the life of one Anna Taylor, who's languishing in a psychiatric hospital right now because last Wednesday, she got on the witness stand in her battle to retrieve her child from the child traffickers and the pedophiles in the court system and above. She decided that she was going to wait till she got on the witness stand, blow the whole thing out of the water and expose the corrupt courts, the trafficking of her child, the unlawful seizure of her child, and the corruption of her attorney, who by the Bar Association canons, and they call them canons, note the use of the Vatican word, their canons at the bar say an attorney must defend their client with zeal, Z-E-A-L. Now, what part of zeal or zealous defense of your client is telling your client that they should just sign the papers for parental termination? The case isn't going anywhere. We'll never get your child back. Just forget it. Throw in the towel, sign the papers, and sign your child away to God knows whom. What part of zeal is that? Telling the client that this is the attorney, Lisa Vincent, has told Anna Taylor, the client and the mother of the baby she's trying to get back. Lisa Vincent tells Anna Taylor, sign the papers. Terminate your parental rights. Wow, what a great attorney. She's really worth a lot, huh? Fantastic. By the way, she has texted one of our people in our organization, my webmaster, Daniel, and her texts that she sent trying to defend her position are up on the Internet. And if people want to follow this case, not only do you go to freedomscreamradio.chattango, but go to Courtroom Watch. We have a YouTube channel now as well. So go to courtroomwatch.com, and you'll see Anna's whole story up there with pictures of her and the baby that was stolen. Beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby. They get big bucks in the adoption network. So we know what the motivation is there. And what I'll do now is first I'll ask if Gary and Chris are here. Do we have Gary in Michigan? Gary, if you're in there, take yourself off mute and come on in. Otherwise, I'll ask for Chris. Chris, are you there?
I'm right here, and I'll yield to Chris. This is Gary Don.
Well, yeah, okay. Hold tight, Gary. We're going to come right back to you for a prayer. And I won't... Huh? No, Chris. Okay, Mike on the board. If you can continue to try, Chris, that'd be fantastic. We'll just I did give Chris a heads up this afternoon, so I think he was prepared to come on tonight. So just keep trying, Mike. Thank you. I appreciate all you do on the board there. We have Mike on the board, and he does fantastic work holding everything together. Mike is the thread that binds. So Gary, I want to welcome you to the show. We're going to have at the bottom, after the bottom of the hour break in this first hour, we're going to play an interview with Anna Taylor. We were blessed to be able to get Anna on Saturday night from the psychiatric hospital to do a broadcast with us over at Studio 1776 Blog Talk. We did a two-hour broadcast, and Anna was able to spend at least, I would think it was 10 or 15 minutes with us, explaining her situation from her point of view and just letting people know. I mean, she didn't have to say this, just by the way she was speaking and presenting herself, let the world know that she's not crazy. She's a victim here. She's not the perpetrator. And she read her document that she filed with the court, I, Anna Taylor, blah, blah, blah. It was fantastic. So, and she did such a good job. We're just going to replay that section of that interview where she came on. And she could only have 10 minutes at a time phone privileges, so it's you know, it's not the whole show, but it's enough for people to, I thought it was just right. So we're going to get to that, and between now and the bottom of the hour, I'm going to update our listeners on this. Now, if you're coming here to be entertained tonight, you know, and stuff potato chips in your face and giggle a lot and then go to bed and, you know, turn the radio on the next morning and do nothing, you know, oh, good, Chris is here. Hold on, Chris. You know, have a ball. We're looking for activism. We have a mission tonight. I'm not going to regurgitate news stories and stuff that's coming around, and I know the other guys do a great job. That's for them, and we need that. Especially the guys on this network do a really good job because they discuss the current events that are pertinent and that are kind of behind the curtain, so to speak. I think this what a great network. Please support it. But, you know, this show is about activism. This is about doing something. This is about solutions, direct solutions. This is about helping people one patriot at a time. If we can help a handful at a time, oh, great. But if it's one at a time, that's good enough for me. I can count a dozen people that, I don't want to say I want to say we, have gotten out of the witch's court or solitary confinement or the corrupt system or got their child back or at least the system to back off and give them fair treatment and due process. So before I get back to Anna's situation, let me welcome Gary for a prayer, and then Chris will just, you know, come in anytime you want. I'll try to get over to you as much as possible. If the callers tonight would just hold off, unless they have pertinent, important information regarding this matter, then I would ask our callers to just, you know, hold tight, absorb as much as you can, learn, and then activate. You're not going to get much done with getting a hold of people over the phone, you know, tonight at 12 o'clock midnight Eastern, but start when you first get up in the morning. I spent 15 hours on the phone just yesterday, 7 hours with Lori Anderson. She's doing stellar work and was going to be with us tonight, but she got a little busy with her family stuff, and she's asking if she can come on tomorrow night to discuss the court case precedent that she came up with, and it blew my mind. How many court case precedents say in, I got to use the word patriotic, constitutional language, the family is sacrosanct over and above the state. There are no legitimate reasons to separate a baby from their parents unless there's an absolute compelling interest. Liberty and the Bill of Rights apply to every family first and foremost, and are superior above any state statute. It goes on and on and on. I mean, case after case, and I would think people really wanted to. If Tom LaCavara can spare me one more night, maybe tomorrow, and then I know I'm asking a lot, and if the answer is no, we're all still friends. But I this is for Anna. This is not for me, and we got to get her out. This is, you know, I don't. You might say this is extremely, extremely important. Let's leave it at that. So, you know, Prince versus Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Wisconsin versus Yoder, Cleveland Board of Education versus LaFleur, Moore versus East Cleveland, Smith versus the Organization of Foster Families, Quillian versus Wolcott, Parham versus J.R., Washington versus Glucksberg, Santosky versus Kramer, Reno versus Flores, goes on and on and on, and it really did surprise me how much precedent there is for keeping the mother and the baby together. And they're coming up with absolutely absurd, complete nothingnesses, absolute empty reasons for stealing, invalid, empty, and unlawful reasons for stealing people's children. So let me bring Gary in from Michigan for a prayer, because without God, we're not going to win this battle. We have to have protection and faith, and, you know, This is a spiritual battle as well as a physical one, but it's both. It's not one or the other. This is why I don't, you know, exclusively say, well, let's just pray on it, and then God will work it out. That ain't what God is calling for. Psalms 94:16 says clearly, and it repeat, God very rarely repeats himself, but he does in this case. And it says, quote, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? That's a call to activism. That's not telling people to sit around and wait for Jesus to come back to do something to help our brethren and bring the Antichrist system into something moral and legitimate and righteous. With that, I'll turn it over to Gary in Michigan for a prayer specifically for Anna's situation. Gary, welcome, and thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you very much, Eric. As we go to the throne of our Father in heaven, we ask that we recognize all of us tonight that are on here. We recognize this is all about Anna Taylor and her particular problems with the government entities that are involved. We pray, Father, as we come to you, we can ask you that you might intervene in Anna Taylor's life in this such a way that this enemy and these evil ones will understand where the real power it lies, and it lies in your hands and in your arms. And Father, we know that you love and you care for your people, and we're asking tonight that you make a special intervention in a spiritual mode of Anna in the furtherance of what's happening in there, and give her relief, give her strength to go through this. And Father, we'll close this down now with this closing prayer that everyone would join in and say, so be it. We ask us in Yod Vahi's name, so be it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Gary. Chris, welcome to the broadcast. How are you tonight?
Well, thank you very much. I'm doing very well tonight, as a matter of fact. I am heading to court tomorrow morning on a traffic matter, of course. This is more of the continued harassment, gang stalking by the bar members of myself. But it's not about me tonight. It's about Anna Taylor and another victim of psychopolitical warfare, terrorism by the bar and their people and their principalities of evil there. And I applaud Gary's choice of prayer and your choice of quotations of Psalms 94:16. This is the principalities of evil. This is a spiritual as well as a physical battle for the souls and bodies of men and women, children, infants that need their mother for the bonding, for their motherly love that can only provide the help and the chemical connections to give them the healing quantities of special things that only come from a mother's milk for that child, that they maybe be able to bond and love that mother and family, keep them together as a spiritual unit. This is where they're supposed to get their training, their love, their affection, their knowledge of the Creator from, and without that spiritual connection, they're left there to be abused, perhaps preyed upon by pedophiles or others, just deviant individuals that they would farm them out to, that have no love for that child, only an interest in the financial gains that they can get. In fact, it's important at this time to mention that under the Title IV funds of the Social Security Act, the Department of Health and Human Services, I apologize for the noise tonight, I'm almost home, I won't be up like this very long, but the DCFS provides $24,000 for a normal child. And if they can have them deemed for some reason or hypothecated pretext, they'll make up something like they'll claim that they're in dangerous harm from fundamental crystal and ideas, or maybe they'll claim that they're getting natural food at home instead of that wholesome unadulterated GMO and crap that they shovel out at the schools, and they'll try to claim that that's depriving the child from something. And when they get them to be special needs, then they're double the amount of money. So it can be upwards of $50,000 per child whenever they have one deemed special needs. It may even be as high as 70 or more. These people are continually escalating the scale, the amount of money they put out as bounties for children for the state to seize to put them in their version of CARE, which is like the celebration of CARE at Bohemian Grove. and my observation of these diabolical schemes to divide and conquer the families, break up homes, and leave the children in the harm's way of being preyed upon by people who pose as their caregivers but truly have their own self-interest at heart and financial rewards as well as perhaps sexual perversions at their hands. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Chris. I found it very interesting and disgusting that on the website for the Probate Court of Connecticut, now Anna's in Middletown, Connecticut right now, locked up at Middlesex Hospital. And, on, you know, if you just go to the website for the, you know, the Probate Court Administrations, it says in children's matters, the probate courts specialize in removing unfit parents as guardians of their children, hearing the claims of fathers seeking to establish paternity, overseeing the financial accounts of the minor. Let me repeat that. Overseeing the financial accounts of the minor. Terminating parental rights when parents cannot fulfill their responsibilities. Who in God's name is to say what a parent's responsibility is? They can come in and say the heater in your car is not working. You're driving your child to school. That's abusive. They could say, you know, you smoke or you don't have enough toilet paper in their house. You want to talk about an open-ended invitation to lose your children. Terminating the rights, terminating parental rights when parents cannot fulfill their responsibilities. Who's going to decide what that is?
Say, Eric.
It says, Green. Yes, sir.
Just before I came on, I read a news blurb from the news feed on my phone that Utah is passing a law called the Free Range Home Children's Law, where parents are able to let their children roam free and learn nature and walk to school and things like that, to preclude these predatory so-called DCFS, Department of Child and Family Services, or Child Protective Services, where they call them and where folks from preying upon people and getting the bounties, they get to steal them away from family.
Yep, I think I hear music, so we'll get back with you after the break. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris. We're trying to save the life of Anna Taylor, who's languishing in a mental ward. She stood up for herself in court. We'll be right back after this break at the RBN Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Buddy Rich. Hear my voice where you are. Take a train, steal a car, hop a freight, grab a star. Come back to me. Catch a plane, catch a breeze. On your hands, on your knees. Swim or fly, only please come back to me. On a mule in a jet, with your hair in a net or a towel wringing wet, I don't care. This is where you should be. From the hills, from the shore, ride the wind to my door. Turn highway to dust, break the law if you must. Move the world only just. Come back to me. Come back to me. Come back to me. Have you gone to the moon or the corner saloon and to rock and to room, Mademoiselle? Where in hell can you be?
Well, I can answer that question. I can answer that question very well. This is the place to be. Where in H can you be? You better be right here. This is where the stuff is tonight. I'm not joking. This case that we're doing for Anna Taylor is the most. I don't want to say it's the most complex. It's very complex. But it goes so deep. I thought she was, when I first encountered this woman, she came across as very credible, but was saying things to me that she's been through that were so mind-blowing, you know, that I believed her, but I confirmed everything myself. And I've gone to independent sources who are really honest in our movement, and this woman has not even stretched the truth, let alone lied to me. So when we go down this rabbit hole tonight into areas that it's still blowing my mind looking at the paperwork here, and I feel sorry for anybody who's not here tonight, because if you want to hear something, the old saying, truth is far stranger or far more interesting than fiction. The real world, if you really look into it, I mean, man, you don't need to turn on the TV. You don't need to go see a movie. You don't need to do nothing. You just need to get involved and start helping people. This dropped into my lap, and I just can't believe it. I could make my whole life out of this one case and fixing all the things that are peripheral to it or attempting to. So let's see. What are we going to do here now? I want to try to give this some, you know, anchoring this down and getting a flow where people can follow it is the big trick here. But is the big secret.
I can add a little to it.
Go ahead, Chris. You got something to add?
Well, yeah. What we're seeing, this is not just where Anna's at, although hers is a horrific miscarriage of justice, shocking to the public conscience, and every other word of intensity that you can add to how egregious this per se execution of this perfectly competent, very sane, articulate woman really is. So it's showing a retaliatory class-based animus. It is, in fact, psycho-political warfare at its very worst. This is a plot to try to quiet your adversaries. If anybody that's a loud advocate or an activist for truth and liberty and freedom is potentially a target now, because the bar has obviously been let loose on America. It is terrorizing everyone. They're abusing guardianships all over the place. This sounds like that one that you read before from Connecticut there. That is exactly what you're talking about. The financial interest through seizing control under the guise of care, as posing as guardian ad litem or special limited powers of attorney so they can access the assets and drain the estate before the heirs get a chance to get to it or before the children get old enough to be able to manage their own affairs, is symptomatic of a cancer that is spreading across America like wildfire. And unless we bring a stop to this, put the sunshine of light on this abuse of discretion of these agency lawless actors, these pedophilic people that prey on children and prey on people, no matter whether they're young or old, if they're infants or seniors, we're all at risk of being preyed upon by these bar cons, these black robe priests of Baal, these attorneys, and their so-called judges who are really administrators administrating the bankruptcy for Corp U.S.
Exactly. Well, it can come for all of us. And I, very interestingly, in the 15 hours that I was on the phone yesterday and the 6 or 7 hours I was on the phone today trying to wrench Anna out of the system, one of the people, I'm not going to say which department, division, or what where, but because I don't want the good people to be retaliated against. So, you know, I often don't, you know, I've got to watch what I, how, you know, I don't want to get anybody in trouble because they're, anybody who helps us is in jeopardy of, you know, their career being hassled or is in some way being harassed. And hey, that's too bad. Everybody's got to take risk. I've done it. I've lost a lot, but I've gained way more. These things, as Gary in Michigan has told me, these things are temporal, but they're essential, because if we do not help our brethren through these matters, nobody's going to be there to help us. And the one person today that I talked to, one of them said, geez, this could come, this could happen to any one of us, couldn't it? And I said, yes, and I'm glad you noticed that. And they sounded like they were really interested in this case, so that was good news. But we'll get back with more details. And right after this break, we're going to get to Anna's interview. Hold tight. It's Eric the Freedom Streamer with Gary and Chris, filling in for Tom Lacavara on the RBN Network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and good buy. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Herbie Hancock, Tell Me a Bedtime Story. What a great instrumental that is, and easy to deal with, and nice jam, but, you know, mellow enough. So anyway, we're going to go to the clip right now of Anna, and then we'll get right back into the details. So now I just want to do a little lead in here and get, this is what I want to know from everybody after she's done with her, what she says. Does this really sound to you like a crazy woman who's insane enough that she needs to be locked in a psychiatric ward for the rest of her life? The doctor downstairs, when she was admitted at the emergency room, the psychiatrist, Dr. Latif, a man from India, was screaming, "You're under my control now. We are going to sign you in for life." Now think about that. You just pulled off exposing court corruption on the witness stand. Gutsiest maneuver I've ever seen. Anna Taylor has bigger balls than I do. And she, a 98-pound girl with a toy poodle service dog, and because she exposed the corruption of the court, the human trafficking with her child, beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby, and exposed her attorney being corrupt, telling her to sign the papers for termination of parental rights? That's absurd. What a great attorney, huh? Lisa Vincent. Now, if you go to courtroomwatch.com, you can see in all these details. Anna's interview that we're going to play now is up there. Documents are up there. All the texts that Daniel got from Lisa Vincent saying, hey, I don't want you using my name anymore. Get me off the internet. Don't talk about me and keep this. I don't want to be. And then she said, I'll be happy to come on your show and discuss this with you. How does that work? But the answer is no. We're not going to have her and her lies come on. She's the one that sold her client out, that told the client to give in and give up her beautiful baby, and then set Anna up on a false threat charge, and it was strictly an apparent threat. We'll get to that later. It's one of the details we'll open up. And it was the attorney that had Anna locked up, her own attorney.
Here.
And well, hold on, Chris. One more clarification, very important, because Chris brought this up and it triggered something I want to mention. Child Protective Services is not involved in this matter. Huh? Then what? How'd they get that? Two private doctors from Bristol Hospital in Bristol, I believe it's called Bristol Hospital in Bristol, Connecticut. And their names are Michelle Gillay, that's G-I-L-L-A-I-G-H, Michelle Gillay. If I don't know how you pronounce G-I-L-L-A-I-G-H, but it looks like Gillay. So, wait a minute. Strike that. I was on the wrong page. I just announced one of my courtroom observers as the enemy. I apologize. I retract that statement. I hereby retract that statement. Let me get the names of the doctors for you here in a second. I got them written here somewhere. I just can't find the page. Sorry about that, Michelle. Okay, so while I find that, Child Protective CPS didn't want to have anything to do with this, Chris. They didn't want to touch it. They came to the hospital. Two doctors, private doctors from the hospital, called CPS and said, we don't like the fact that this woman had a home birth and it had to have a blood transfusion, which was absurd. That was most likely made up. And it completely, if it was necessary, it would have been necessary a lot earlier, not just when they all of a sudden got to the hospital after the home birth. CPS said, no problem. The baby looks great. And the two doctors, listen up. The two doctors opened the case in the witch's court themselves. So imagine that. Now, this is not a civil matter, because you can go into a court on a civil matter and open a case against someone, but not in a case like this. You got to have CPS or somebody at least saying, here's the problem. We've confirmed or denied. At least give the system. Two private doctors from Bristol Hospital got Anna's baby taken away from her. Chris, what did you want to add there before we go to the clip?
I'm trying to let you know that these doctors, what we're really dealing with is talking about your Lisa, the attorney, Corpus Juris Secundum, Volume 7, Attorney-Client Relationships, this is their biblios of their bar, says that all attorneys are obligated, one, to the bar, two, as officers of the court, and three, not to their mere money-paying clients.
We have it, same thing here, Chris. The three tenets of the New York State Bar are, number one, protect the judge. Number two, protect the opposing attorney, the state prosecutor. Number three is serve the client. You're last on the list, bro. I found the names of the two doctors. And their names are Tiffany. Here we go. Take this down. These are the people. And now think. And their names need to be put out there in public because they're committing atrocities against children. Okay, so we have Tiffany LaBella. That's Tiffany, T-I-double-F as in Frank, A-N as in Nancy, Y. Tiffany, like the furniture or whatever, the jewelry. All right, and her last name is LaBella, L-A, capital B-E, double L-A. E as in boy, E as in Edward, double L, A as in alpha. Tiffany LaBella. The male doctor was Kenneth Ree, R-H. Double E is in Edward. Kenneth Ree and Tiffany LaBella opened a case on their own because they didn't like the fact that Anna gave a home birth. I can kind of understand, because if everybody gave a home birth, there'd be nobody going to the hospitals where they could make their money. And by the way, it's a money-making operation. The CEO of the hospital that's holding Anna Taylor, Middlesex Hospital in Middletown, Connecticut, the man's name is Vincent Capice, C-A-P as in Peter, E-C-E. Vincent Capice was nothing more than an accountant over at Bridgeport Hospital, a pencil pusher, a number cruncher, and a money changer, and he was promoted to CEO and president of Middlesex Hospital. He's not a health, a medical, he's not a medical professional. He's not a health caregiver. He's not a licensed practitioner of anything. He's never done anything with anything that has anything to do with healing or anything but money. He's an accountant. It says in his bio he's a member of the local accountants union, society, or whatever they call it. It's all about bucks at the lower level. At the higher level, they have the money. They want control. And that's why this leads to two things: medical experimentation, and as Daniel Leach told me, he's the gentleman that did our broadcast that we're going to play here, so that he put it together on Saturday with Anna. He said, I think we've uncovered a pedophile network. And what could I say? I said, absolutely. I'm sure that has something to do with it as well. That's probably one of the subsects of this case. It's about medical experimentation first, probably pedophilia second. And I put it in those orders because the medical establishment, the researchers, the experimentors, the atrocity committers, are more interested. They're not interested in sexual pleasure. They really want power and control. It goes beyond that. It's a deeper evil. There's a deeper evil than pedophilia is experimenting on children so you can control their minds. And then you could do anything. You can have your pedophilia. You could get them to walk into over a cliff and follow the Pied Piper with his Restoring America right over the cliff. By the way, has anyone ever heard Donald Trump use the word constitutional republic, smaller government, or private property? The two doctors opened a case in the Witch's Court. Witch's Court is more than happy to steal a child. Under the Clinton administration, the Adoption Incentives Program provided hundreds of thousands and even sometimes millions of dollars, well, millions for the per community, hundreds of thousands per child for what's called adoption incentives. And a woman I interviewed who was in the Virginia State Department of Child Services said that she overheard the people in the next office cheering when the adoption incentive program was passed by under the Clinton administration, because they knew it would be a cash cow and they'd make millions off trafficking in child flesh. Go ahead.
Well, a case I was working up in Utah, the parents who were falsely accused of sexually violating their children, because it was actually happening in a so-called Christian daycare school they paid extra to send them for. They were being abducted from the school during
charges, right?
And yes, they framed the blame on the parents instead of the people that were doing it. The Christian daycare school was just a guise, a dodge, run by a bunch of pedophiles, and they were aiding, abetting, and letting those children being taken off premises so they could be sexually violated while they were drugged up. There were two murders that occurred. That was right there in Salt Lake City in Iron County, West Jordan, Utah, and American Fork. There were police involved. There was a woman that turned up dead at the hands of the police, a young, vibrant woman. And this is something that happens over and over again, that the highest people in society, the elites, think they're above the law. And they think they can prey upon the most innocent, those unable to defend themselves, lock up their parents, frame the blame on the parents for the things they do, depravity, perversity, and reprobate activities. This is unfortunate, but this is the America that we live in today. And these doctors are hardly fair, neutral, unbiased, and therefore incompetent to be witnesses, because they have financial fiduciary and perpetrating their own self-interest at play here, which is why they retaliated against this woman to break the cycle of people having home births, which is being very popularized because of the people that find out that their children are being introduced into a system of slavery, given that socialist slavery number at birth, so they can keep track of their property. And when they can do this and they can lock parents up for being good parents, something needs to dramatically change in America. There needs to be an uprising. This is a miscarriage of justice of the highest order. This woman, there's nothing wrong with her, except she's not marching to the beat of the drum of the allopath, the murderers in white lab coats, the Medi-Kal, the assembly of the worshipers of killing people for their own self-interest that wear white lab coats and masquerade as healers when they're really just deceivers.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I would not blame anybody for an uprising, but we're trying to do this peaceably here with the RBN Network, and this is why I'm going to ask everybody to get involved tonight as an activist. So we're going to get, if you go to, anybody who is online, would please go to courtroomwatch.com. That's courtroomwatch.com. We also have a Courtroom Watch YouTube channel now as well, and please call the numbers that we are encouraging you to call. Archbishop Leonard Blair, Judge Joseph Marino, M-A-R-I-N-O, Vincent Capice, the CEO of the hospital. I have not received a callback from the Connecticut State Police yet, and a gentleman whose first name is Alaric has his voicemail box full. Don't note the use of the same name that the Visigoth chieftain used who sacked Rome in 500 AD. His name's Alaric over at the state police. The commissioner is a woman named, I think it's Dora Schreer, and she could use a call as well. I don't have the numbers for them. I was going to wait to talk to them, but I'm going to post their numbers up. So stay tuned if you want to find the state police on your own. And there is a reason I want people to call them, you know, for two reasons. Number one, we have to hold the executioner's feet to the fire. If there was nobody to execute these evil deeds like kidnapping Anna from the courthouse, five of them, on a 98-pound woman, there would be no tyranny. If everybody said no, we wouldn't have the problem. And Alex Jones is constantly saying, we got to fix this, it's tops, not the guys at the bottom's fault. They're just the low-level cops. Well, as sure as you know what is, it is their fault. They can easily say no. I don't care if they want a nice fat paycheck so they can buy a boat and have a sweet life. Too bad. Not at the expense of us. The executioner, and especially in the martial arts they train you this, the low-level executioner is to blame, not the high-level. Anybody can order anyone to do anything, and if the person they're ordering says no, it's very simple to do. But they say yes out of pure greed and sometimes lust and often power and control, etc. So the executioners, the lowest-level guys, the cops, the bailiffs, the person at the front desk, and everybody supporting this antichrist system needs to put the tongue, to touch their tongue to the top of their mouth and say, no, it's really easy. You simply have to have a brave heart. I'm running into women along the way who have more guts than most of the men in this country.
No,
Anna Rodgers, hold on. Anna Taylor, with her courage, got on the witness stand, hired an attorney named Lisa Vincent to try to get her baby back after two private doctors opened the case directly in the witch's court because they didn't like the home birth. And Anna shows up in court with her, you know, looking good, dressed good with her high heels. She's a little 98-pound little tiny little thing. She's got a little teeny poodle who's registered as a service dog. And she comes into the courthouse on Wednesday, does an absolute, what we all are envious of. Somebody standing up nonviolently, waiting till the right moment, which is often the most dangerous moment, and coming out and exposing the corrupt court, the corrupt child trafficking services, and her corrupt attorney. And as soon as she was done with, and she waited till she got on the witness stand to do it all on record so it will be part of the court record, which was anathema to these people in the court, in the witch's court. That means it just about gave them a heart attack, what she did. And it was obvious because Lisa Vincent, the attorney, took Anna in the back room after she had just blown them all away. She even had documents in her hand and said, I'd like these entered into the court record. These are documents to support my statement. I mean, she did it. And wait till, if you go to Courtroom Watch, read her document. We're going to hear it here in a minute. We'll do the clip after the top of the hour. Keep people going up until then, and then after 11, we'll play that Anna's clip. So, Anna it does the gutsiest, ballsiest thing I've ever seen anybody do. And the attorney, Lisa Vincent, takes her into the back room and says, I'm going to effing kill you for what you just did. And once again, that's Lisa Vincent, the attorney, saying, I'm going to effing kill you for what you just did. Okay, so Anna goes home, and she's like, oh, yeah, whatever. Then the next day, Anna left a message for Lisa. And this is the message that's, quote-unquote, a threatening message. And she basically said, and I'll let Anna correct this if we can get her on in a future interview. I don't think she addresses this in the one we're going to hear. But the threatening message was her telling Lisa, Lisa, please start coming out with a defense and defend me completely and totally and with zeal, like the bar canons of the state of Connecticut command. The attorney must defend their client with zeal. And she said, or else they're going to kill you like they're going to kill me. And that was the threatening message. I got that tonight talking with Anna when I called her up at the psych ward, and because I wanted to know exactly what the nature of that quote-unquote threatening message was. She wasn't telling Lisa that she was going to hurt her. She was telling Lisa they're going to kill us both. And don't you know, the attorney, Lisa Vincent, right after she heard that message, swears out a complaint against Anna saying that Anna threatened her. And when the PFC private first class Heseltine shows up with the goon squad, 5, 6, 7 of them, I think they were, and Anna said they were military police. She did not say state troopers, and she's a sharp cookie. On the report, PFC Heseltine states, and listen to this, people, reportedly, there is a threatening text. First of all, it wasn't a text, it was a voice message. And you want to know why he got that wrong? Because he never asked to look at it. What kind of investigator, and by the way, a private first class is not an investigator. Why was a lieutenant or a detective or at least a sergeant not on the premises? A private first class, which is a military designation, stated that reportedly there is a threatening text. Are you kidding me? He was too stupid to go ask for the text. He didn't say, can I see it, please? Let me show me it so I can get an idea of what, you know, can I, do you mind? You could be nice, and I wouldn't blame him. I'd give it to him if I had a threatening text from somebody and the police became involved. I'd say, sure, here it is. You know, take a look. You see for yourself. There was none. So he had to write in the report, reportedly. The report says reportedly. how perfect is that? Reportedly, there's a text. Dingus Aurelius, PFC first class, the lowest level toilet cleaner they could find to do Anna's case, because he'd be the only one stupid enough to execute as the low level executioner. Smart person never do this. Dumb ass with no mind other than killing and arresting people would be happy to do it for a big enough paycheck. And that's the people we have to hold accountable. I don't care who the order givers are. They're going to collapse under their own weight and not be able to wipe their rear end once the executioners stop doing their evil deeds at the bottom of the ladder. So bottom of the ladder PFC comes out and says, reportedly, there's a threatening text. The stupid dingus didn't even go look at it. How do you lock up a woman who's totally normal for the rest of her life without asking to look at the evidence?
Hey,
because there isn't. If there was any evidence, she'd be locked up in the county jail for threatening somebody. She would not be dragged off to a psychiatric hospital where they can throw away the key if the witch's court says so. Chris, go ahead.
Well, one would reasonably inquire as to where this purported PFC gets his legal knowledge to make a legal determination. I don't think he was certified in law. I don't think he had any concept of what private property rights are and what parental rights are, and has no degree in medicine in order to declare anybody to be incompetent or mentally incapacitated whatsoever. It sounds like he's testifying to his incompetency, and maybe he should have a competency examination. Also,
what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Hey, let's get him a competency examination. He's so stupid, he's going to do, in a major case like this, he's going to say reportedly there's a threatening text, that way, therefore she's dangerous. He also had notes, honestly, that she's well-groomed, she knows her name, and is alert and attentive and well-groomed. Okay, so she's not, like, you know, unable to take care of herself. She looks great, apparently. Check her out on the internet. She's up with her baby and the father who was recently murdered in a knife attack. We'll get into that later. There's so many holes to go down in this that, like I said, I could almost spend my whole life on this one case, and I'm going to stay on it. I die. Go ahead, Chris. We got a break coming up in 1 minute. What do you got to say?
Also, on your homepage there on the courtroom watch, on the documents, if you click on the PDF, on page 6, it's got Dr. Reed's phone number and his license number, also the other doctor's license number. Also observe that the child could be an indigo child with, let's call it, spiritual gifts and powers. Maybe they have a family.
That's the first thing that came to my mind when I saw it. The child is mint. Big, huge, bright, bright blue eyes, unusually bright for a baby that age. Blonde hair, curly, absolutely pristine. Perfect, just what they want to steal. And they get the most bucks. People pay hundreds of thousands of dollars, sometimes way more because there's bribery involved. So they could pay a couple hundred thousand to get it through the system, but have to give a half a million in a paper bag down at the, you know, parking lot of the grocery store. And you know, and that goes on. And I've got that firsthand from someone who worked with the Virginia State Department of Children's Services. Here we got a break, Chris. Hold tight. Now, after this break, we're going to get to Anna more details. We're going to go down some rabbit holes that you won't believe, people. But actually, the listeners of RBN Network will believe it because these are the smartest, alertest, most well-educated listeners to any network, a Republic Broadcasting Network.
I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.